Hi, my name is Alea Norfleet, a student at TCC. I'm currently at the Northeast Tulsa Community College, and today I'm interviewing Yadit Chavez.
Yes.
All right. Today's date is October 22nd, 2024. Thank you for agreeing to talk with me today. This interview is to learn more about ESL students, so today I want to ask you some questions about your experience as an ESL student attending TCC.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just to start things off, it's a normal conversation. I already said your full name, but what's your full name included with your middle name, and then what's your birth date?
Okay. Yadit Marisol mm-hmm. Chavez Berreyesa.
Mm-hmm.
That is my full long name. And I born on September 15, 1982.
Okay. And then how are you today? How's your day going?
I'm very good. Kind of in a rush because I have another appointment with my doctor. And I have this appointment here. So I apologize in advance.
No, you're okay.
And also with the other student that I lost the interview. But I'm glad to meet you.
You're okay. No. I was rushing around this morning too. I had history class and stuff. So it's all good. All right. I'm going to start off with these questions. So as an ESL student, we assume that you're not from the U.S., of course.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from and when did you move here?
Okay. I'm from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I just moved to Owasso, 2 months and a half.
Oh.
2 months and a half. Before that, I was living in Arizona for 2 years. And before that, I was living in Mexico.
Where's that at? Arizona. Where's that at?
Arizona?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Arizona. Sorry.
Arizona.
Oh, my gosh.
Next to California.
Right. Do you have family here, or
do
you have family that
I live with my husband mm-hmm. and my three kids.
Okay. Do you still keep in touch with family back at home?
Use my phone.
Just phone.
My family lives in Mexico. Yeah.
All right. What do you think of Tulsa overall? In Owasso, what do you think of the U.S.? But let's start off with just what do you think of Oklahoma itself when you moved here?
Well, about Oklahoma, the whole state,
mm-hmm.
well, I have not known the whole state yet,
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
Owasso, Tulsa, mm-hmm. A little bit about Oklahoma City, but I really like it. Mm-hmm. I like all the greenery
mm-hmm.
around,
that
all the
sense.
Trees.
Mm-hmm.
Before Arizona, I was living in Mexico. I'm from the state in Sonora, so Sonora and Arizona are both. Sonora in Mexico is the border state with Arizona,
mm-hmm.
U.S. So both areas are desert.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to say that. Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Desert, so with a lot of cactus and snakes and scorpions.
So
for me and for my kids, we are very glad to see a lot of trees
mm-hmm.
and green around us, so we are very happy with that. We are also, me as a mom, I feel very glad
mm-hmm.
that this is a conservative state.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't choose it because of it. We had to move because my husband got a job here.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came here and I saw a lot of Christian churches,
mm-hmm.
that feel good for me because I was like, for me, there are a lot of cultural differences between
mm-hmm.
Mexican culture and American people,
mm-hmm.
American culture. And although I love a lot of American culture,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are a lot of excesses,
mm-hmm.
kind of, I don't know how to say it. So I'm glad that this is a conservative
mm-hmm.
state.
That it's a more diverse state, and we have more than just... Do you mean by more than just, like, American things? Like, things that you like? When you moved here, did you think it would be different than how you expected? Like...
Honestly, I had no idea where we were moving.
You had no idea?
I had no idea. I have never been in this part of the country. I have been in California or New York. So those are the type of American people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Oklahoma, the people is more conservative mm-hmm. and kind and like a slow pace. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's good. All right. What are some of your favorite hobbies? Like hobbies you like to do here or back in where you were from in Mexico?
Well, I like to train, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I love movies, especially old movies, like mm-hmm. white and white, black mm-hmm. and white movies. And I have seen some American movies, black and white. and I like it because I like to see how the culture have been changing through the years.
Mm-hmm.
When I see what it was many years ago in a movie, and what I, when I saw in movies right now, it's easy for me to see a lot of changes in the culture, in the mm-hmm. American culture. So it helped me to, somehow I feel like if I can adapt better myself mm-hmm. with the people.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you had a smooth process moving, but were there any, like, certain challenges that you faced when you moved here? Or, like, any, like, with TCC, any academic challenges, just anything? Besides the fact earlier that you did mention about, you know, getting around town on the highway and all that, and all these different, trust me, on the way here, I had a hard time getting here, so you're all good. But were there any just challenges that you faced overall?
For our moving process or mm-hmm. to enter in TCC?
Both, actually. We can start off with the moving process.
For the moving process,
mm-hmm.
no, honestly, no. It was everything. Because it was a job opportunity for my husband.
Mm-hmm.
They pay the moving costs, and they help us with the relocation. So, and a house was very easy to find, the school for the kids. No, everything was very smooth for our moving process.
Mm-hmm.
And for TCC, it was very good, too. It was very easy. Uh-huh, I just made a call, have the test. Mm-hmm. The person who attended us, I think her name was Blanca, I'm not sure, but she was very, very helpful.
Oh, your advisor?
I don't know if it's advisor or...
I think it was your Zoom.
She's from Mexico, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I think it might have been your academic advisor for TCC. It's like the advisor
but
that you talked to.
For ESL, from ESL
oh, then.
Services.
Oh, so oh okay. Okay.
I don't know.
What are some new things that you just got when you came into Tulsa? What are some new things that you didn't have back in Mexico that you have here?
New things that I have here.
It can be anything.
I don't know. If I compare this with Mexico, there are like a lot of things. I'm going to tell you one thing. What I didn't have in Mexico were tornadoes. So when we moved here,
mm-hmm.
and we are renting a house. It's a nice house,
mm-hmm.
kind of brand new, mm-hmm. because it's like maybe 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a renting property. But everything is on drywall.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning, I was worried that, and I told my husband that if a tornado came to Owasso, mm-hmm. they will fly away the house and everything, because all the houses here are dry wool and mm-hmm. wood, and that's it. And we are not used to that in Mexico. In Mexico, mm-hmm. all the houses are made from ladrillo. I don't know how to say it. Ladrillo or blocks. I don't mm-hmm. know the name in English. So they are very strong.
Is it concrete?
Concrete,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Okay.
The roof, the walls, mm-hmm. and everything. Even if they are poor or whatever, if a tornado came, it doesn't happen anything with the house. But here, you lose everything. So that is something very, very
Oklahoma
different.
Is literally, they're known for their tornadoes.
Yes, yes. So. And the houses looks, they are beautiful, but they look weak for me.
They don't look sturdy.
Tornado. No, they don't
look like they're going to hold.
No.
Alrighty, what are some foods that you like?
Foods?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my favorite food is Italian.
Oh.
But
you have a certain food that you eat all the time, that you just love to eat, that you don't have a problem with eating every
day. I eat eggs all the time at my home for breakfast, sometimes at night. But my favorite is Italian, the fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, that's my favorite too, fettuccine.
Yes,
I love
fettuccine
that.
with Alfredo cream and chicken.
I like love shrimp that. On mine.
Or chicken.
Alrighty. What was a day like in Mexico for you? What was your schedule like?
Well, it was quite different because when I was living in Mexico, I was working in a big company. I had a management position there. So during those days, I had my 3 kids already. So we had to wake up about 5 or 5:30 in the morning in order to prep all the stuff for the daycare and for the kindergarten for them. So I have to wake up at 5:30, start changing, using makeup, then taking my kids to the daycare and my husband to his job and me to the work. In Mexico, I used to work Monday to Friday from 7 to 5 p.m. At the least. I mean, that is the minimum. Sometimes I had to work 7 to 6, 7 to 7, or sometimes on weekends. So when we just moved to Arizona, and my husband, I continue working online from home for the same company in Mexico. But when my husband told me, hey, you know what? Here I have to work 40 hours only. And I was like, what? Are you for real? 40 hours? Yes, he told me. And I was working like 50, 55 hours in Mexico. That is the normal for a management position. And then I quit my job because also we have to move here to Owasso. And I wanted to focus on my kids and to improve other skills. But it was, for me, it's totally different being a professional employee in Mexico with a career and everything. And I was very happy, but I was also tired, very tired of working that many hours and with my 3 kids and being a mom and my wife and everything. And now I have the opportunity to have more time with my kids and to study English and to do some other things or to go to the gym. I didn't have that time in Mexico to attend to the gym.
Well, it's good that when you moved here, you kind of brought a breath of fresh air to do what you want to do. Do you have a job here? Anything that with less hours than what you were
not
working?
Not yet. No, and at this moment, my husband is the only one who is working, so that's why I started taking English classes.
Well, I think you deserve a break from working, so it's pretty good. All right, so what made you, as a student, a TCC student, are you part-time or full-time?
Part-time.
Part-time? Was there any reason that you chose TCC? Was there any reason why you wanted to choose TCC?
Well, I have been studying English since long time ago in Mexico, and my husband too. And in our experience as professionals, we understand that it's very important to, in order to succeed, you cannot be, how can I say it? You have to take the best education as possible as you can every time in every topic or in every aspect. So for me, if I wanted to improve my English skills, I didn't want to take 3 courses for the people who doesn't want to pay or for another type of school. So at this moment, I'm just taking one course because My husband is studying too, so it's kind of expensive for both to pay more classes at the time. But we wanted to attend a school that is very formal with the, and I know that community college have more formality in their teaching than other schools. So that's what we were looking for.
Okay. As far as just wanting to learn English right now as a second language, what do you have another career path that you're trying to go into? Like, what do you want to do right after? Are you looking forward to transferring maybe after TCC? Do you know any plans that you plan to do after?
To transferring how?
Like, to a college or just continuing your studies?
No, I already have a bachelor degree. Oh, okay. I have a master's degree too.
Okay.
No, what I would like in the future for me is to probably to validate my education in Mexico here with a university or college here. That is what my husband did. All his education he validated with some agency here. I don't know how that worked. In order to apply for a job here for professionally, but that will be in the future. I don't know. Now I'm on my break.
All right. Does TCC meet your expectations, like the class that you're in?
Yes. I'm very happy and very. I know that in most of the school in the U.S., probably it's normal for them, but I value a lot all the resources that the school has for the students. For example, something very simple as the lunch. They gave us lunch for free every Tuesday. A church come and provide lunch to the students. That's something like, oh, thank you, it's very nice. And a couple of months ago, they gave us some T-shirts, TCC T-shirts free for all the students. Oh, thank you. And if you want a bottled water or something, you can go. I mean, if you have to print something, you can just print it. You don't have to pay any extra. So all of those resources, they make be seen something normal for students in America, but for me coming from Mexico, it's like they have no idea what all of this means. That we don't have all of this in Mexico. We have it to pay, or we just don't have it as easily as here. And I think if I would like for the students, as you here in U.S. or in TCC, I would like them to know that don't take this for granted. For granted?
Yeah,
don't take it for granted. And I think in many cases, young people or even adult people, they take for granted a lot of the things that you have in the U.S., in the schools or outside of the schools.
In the U.S., I mean, there's some colleges that offer resources like this, but I like TCC the most because they offer free resources to their students, and not only that, more like educational services too. So TCC is by far one of my favorites. That's why I wanted to come here, and then I'll also be transferring, so I love TCC. I can tell you that they do offer great services, and then they do offer a better, cheaper solution than normal university, so it's pretty good. What are some goals that you might have?
One of the goals is to improve my English as better as possible, because in my area of expertise, I was working in training and development in Mexico. So if I would like to apply for a job here, I have to speak very, very well in English, because in order to train people or to give courses or whatever, my English skills have to be very, very good. My husband, for example, he works as engineer with machines and equipment. So if he doesn't speak perfectly, it doesn't matter that much because he can fix things, you know. But I know, like, my experience is about speaking with people, like a teacher or someone like that, or in management. So if I want in the future to look for a job, I think that my English has to be very, very good. That will be one of my goals, my English. And another current goal that I have at this moment, this is very personal, but because I spent like several years, more than 15 years, working 7 to 5 every day, sometimes weekend, and also with my kids and everything, I didn't have enough time for my personal care, for example. So I have a personal goal about my health, but my body.
Your mental and physical care. I call it self-care. Just.
Yes, but more physical than mental. So I have been training for almost 2 months, but I wanted to make it a habit. I have been taking online courses about self-image or makeup.
Oh, okay, self-image.
Clothes, colorimetría. I don't know how to say it. Colorimetry, color, the use of colors in the clothes.
Oh, according to I know what you're talking. I don't know the name of it.
According to your undertone, if you are calm. Okay, so it's there are a lot of different things about probably for many women, they know all of that already, probably.
I do.
You don't? Okay.
Not about the color stuff. No, I'm not much about
color stuff or makeup or combinations of your clothes
I'm
or whatever.
Really the same way about
so
makeup.
So this is the first time in a long time that I'm doing all of this use for myself. And this is a personal goal that I wanted to achieve this the my health and my personal care before applying for a new job in the future. It's like
that makes
this
sense.
Time is for me.
Like I always say, self-care is the best care. That's what I always say. So far, just this one class that you have, are there any, I think I've mentioned this earlier, but are there any, like, what is the word I would use? Like, something that you're really bad at. It can be anything. Like, for example, procrastination when you have an assignment or something and you wait until the last minute to do it. What's something like that that you just struggle with? Is there any academic struggles that you face just with, like, work or and stuff or anything? Like, a bad habit that you have?
Okay, yes, I have a lot. I have a lot, but one that I recently noticed about myself is that because I worked for many years in a high competitive company, in a management position, I'm very used to achieve many things in short periods of times, personally and also professionally, right? So I have been under stress management for many, many years, okay? With those activities every day. So now, when I'm at my house, not working, sometimes it's difficult for me to... I was talking with my husband a couple of weeks ago that I was watching a movie, mm-hmm. and I feel bad that I was watching a movie instead of doing something else, because I was, oh no, I'm wasting my time. I don't know at this moment how to balance my time, because I was very used to be in a hurry, mm-hmm. every day with my kids, my family, my job, every day. That now that I have free time, sometimes I feel like I don't know what to do with my free time.
Like you're sitting there like, I gotta do something. Do I need to do something?
Yes.
Like when you're relaxing, you're like, am I missing a task that I need to do? Yes. It's basically just like the difference between how you were in Mexico versus now. Like there's just a big change in your time management.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, I'm very confident that I will... know with time,
mm-hmm.
I will know what to do and how to. For me, it's very important being productive,
mm-hmm.
and have a efficient use of the time. But at this moment, I'm struggling
mm-hmm.
with
struggling.
That. I sometimes I put too much effort in a small stuff.
Do the same.
Sometimes I don't. Put much effort in serious stuff,
mm-hmm.
so I'm trying to find that balance, mm-hmm. in order to see, hey, what I'm doing now with my time, that's good enough.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Oh, I'm like weird with my time management. I do the same thing. It is really hard trying to balance, and then once I get the time to relax, I'm like, did I forget something that I need to do? And then I start freaking out because I have to figure out what did I miss. But time management is one of the important things that I'm learning, because I'm only 19 years old, so I'm just getting there. One last question. Do you have anyone that you look to for inspiration? It can be anybody.
What, can you repeat the question?
Do you have someone that you look up to as an inspiration? Someone that you get, like, someone who you admire? Someone that helps you achieve things, because you see that person as an example and you're like, oh, I want to achieve things. Someone, you know, do you have anyone in your life who does that, like your husband or even your kids inspire you to do things?
No, probably I have, but I
can't
think of mm-hmm. someone at this moment. In this opportunity that I have now,
mm-hmm.
to have more time for myself,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to grow spiritually also.
Oh.
I'm trying to have more discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Or discipline.
Mm-hmm. Discipline.
Discipline about studying,
mm-hmm.
the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and praying and trying to do the right always, but it's very hard. So I don't have a person at this moment.
That's
but,
okay.
but I mm-hmm. think I will say Jesus.
Yeah, no. You can look up to Jesus for, yes.
At this moment.
Mm-hmm.
For me, he at this moment in my life, he is the only person that I can
mm-hmm.
Inspire me to do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That was a hard question. All right, well, those are all the questions I have for you today. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this interview?
No, I mean, I feel embarrassed every time that I have to speak
okay.
in English.
Hey.
But it's a good
opportunity.
I think
you're doing great.
It's a good opportunity for me, because it's when you notice that, hey, I have to practice more, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes we don't have this type of opportunity to
mm-hmm.
to talk with someone in a long conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But no, thank you. And I don't have no more questions. I hope I was helpful for you from work.
Yes, thank you for taking out time to do this interview. I know there was a mix-up with the whole switching partners thing, but I'm glad I got to interview with you. This is really good. So thank you.
Thanks to you, too.